Happy New Year and welcome to the first 2018 edition of the VK7 Regional News for the 7th of January. The broadcast is brought to you by VK7 WI and it's read today by Brett, VK7 FTAS. Now this broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.570 Ross, VK7 ALH, on 7.140 Richard, VK7 RO, on 14.130 Any Takers, and on 28.525 Megs by Tony, VK7 VKT. The broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. We'll start the broadcast with some beacon news. VK7 RST 6-metre and 2-metre beacons are back on the air, with both now GPS locked and transmitting digital sequences. The frequencies are 6 metres, 50.297 megs, and 2 metres, 144.470 megs. Now, take note, a licence update is also pending to add a 70-centimetre beacon on 432.470 megs. These beacons were originally at Hobart College at Mount Nelson and were created and maintained by Alan Rutherford, VK7ZARSK, with help from Joe Gelston, VK7JG. They've been moved to a hill between Oyster Cove and Conyngham and are hosted thanks to Peter, VK7TPE, and XYL Maureen. The transmit sequence is currently in 1-minute blocks. 50.297 megs, 00KCW, then FSKCW, then JT4B, then JT65A. 144.470 megs, 00KCW, then FSKCW, then JT4D, then JT65B. This will change in the near future to just 00KCW or 00KCW and JT65 in odd slash even minutes. We've named the beacons the Alan Rutherford Memorial Beacons in memorial of the Tsar and all the work he put into these beacons. Thanks so much to Alan. They're both running at 20 watts into horizontal polarised antennas. Pictures are available on the Reist Facebook page. A huge thanks to Richard, VK7ZBX, Martin, VK7MA, Magai, and Justin, VK7TW, who installed the new antennas and the beacons. A huge thank you also to Peter, VK7TPE, and Maureen, whose property hosts the beacons. Stay tuned for information as we update and fine-tune the beacons. Reports are welcome to VK7TW at wia.org.au. 73s from Justin, VK7TW. We've got a giveaway this week. Joe, VK7JG, has a set of water skis to give away. They're free to collect from Joe's QTH at 10 Stevensdale Drive, Launceston. Pictures available from the Yahoo Group mailing list. Now, if you're interested, email Joe at phyl.joe@bigpond.com. That's phyl.joe@bigpond.com. 73 is Joe, VK7JG. And for sale, Ron, VK7RM, has for sale the following items. Amateur Radio Action magazines. Complete set in very good condition, boxed in issue order, $50. Pickup only. Phone Ron, VK7RM, on 0447-613-136. I'll give that number to you again. 0447-613-136. A Tech TE20D signal generator uses two valves, covers 120 kcs to 500 megs in 6 bands, includes operating manual with circuit diagram, in working order, in original box and packaging too. It'd suit a collector. $20. Phone again Ron, VK7RM, on 0447-613-136. 0447-613-136. 73s from Ron, VK7RM. Now, you are listening to the VK7WI. This is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Now, the Northwest News. Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, NWTR and TVG. The next meeting of the NWTR and TVG is scheduled for Saturday, February the 3rd, 2018. This will be the club's AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. Venue will be the Lions Club facility, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. All executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM, so it's suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternative nominate a club friend for one of the five positions. The appropriate nomination form for executive will be emailed to all members in 2018. Members are also advised that membership subscriptions for 2018 are now due as of the 1st of January 2018. The appropriate reminder will be forwarded by email or post to all members in coming weeks, including the renewal form for 2018. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. 73s till next time from Tony, VK7AX, the news officer for NWTR and TVG. Well, here we are at the beginning of 2018 and the first broadcast news for the year. We trust all had a happy and safe new year. NTARC is looking forward to another productive year. A big thank you to those members who've now paid their 2018 membership fees. For those that haven't as yet renewed your NTARC membership for 2017, that expired on the 31st of December. So if you've not as yet renewed your name, it now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It will remain as such on that register until renewed or until 30 June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscription remains unpaid at that date. Renewal membership notices have all now been all sent to members who have listed their email address with us, along with those to members who only have a postal address listed with us. So if you haven't received your notice yet, then there is a very, very good chance that we don't have your correct information on record. So if you find yourself in that position, please contact the Treasurer on treasurer@ntarc.net. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2018 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with other ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system, does not come cheap. As mentioned last week, the weather-induced absence a week or so back of VK7RAA served to demonstrate what amateur life could be like without the repeaters. There is definitely a clear message in that. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we do need your support. If you're not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you've been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on the website. And that website, by the way, is www.ntarc.net. Or why not pop into the club room on a Monday or a Friday during the coffee hours and collect an application? You'll be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted and received. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. Now, the WIA 2018 call book is out. As mentioned last week, the Treasurer, Andre, VK7ZAB, has now received our order of a carton of call books, and these are now available for collection. The less happy news is that due to the increased cost to NTARC, the price this year must be $35. But you will still save on the cost of postage where you order directly from the WIA bookstore. If your name is on the reserved list, please contact our treasurer, Andre, at treasurer@ntarc.net to arrange payment and collection. NTARC would like to congratulate member Alan, VK7BO, for being the Australian winner in the Czech OKDX RTTY contest 2017. A job well done. There must be something about these Eastern European contests. Alan certainly seems to find them happy hunting ground. Well done, Alan. Some coming events. The January General Meeting, this will be a barbecue meeting to be held on Saturday the 13th of January, and will commence at noon, followed by a final meeting before the AGM to be held in February. We'll be having a special speaker, Hayden, VK7HH, NTARC's Southern Repeater Officer. He'll be giving a presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link. It'll include some theory, but mostly how a voting and simulcast system operates in the field and a demo of the VK-Link system. So suggest you note to diaries for that one and come along. After all, this talk is about cutting-edge repeater technology, and the voting involved will definitely not expose you to any risk of electing any citizens of any foreign country. And in today's political climate, that's got to be a relief. Now, there's an annual general meeting coming up. The annual general meeting of NTARC will take place Wednesday, the 14th of February, 2018, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalee Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalee, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2017 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee persons for 2018. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Nominations will also be required for positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, there is a nomination form available on the NTARC website, www.ntarc.net. And forms can also be found at the club room. Please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the secretary by close of business 8th of February 2018 at the following address. The secretary, NTARC Inc., P.O. Box 275, Launceston, Tas 7250. Members are again reminded that they will need to have paid their 2018 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 7:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. Similarly, they'll need to have paid their 2018 subscription before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. Now, coffee mornings, always popular. We get underway for 2018 with our first twice-weekly coffee sessions recommencing tomorrow, Monday the 8th of January 2018. Please come along, join us tomorrow to catch up with our amateurs, compare notes or complaints about Santa's generosity, and perhaps boast about how well you've managed to adhere to those New Year's resolutions thus far. Our normal coffee morning pattern will then continue on each Friday and Monday morning thereafter, starting at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or beyond if members want to stay around. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered, philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Our promised delivery from VK7WIA inwards, QSL manager Herman, VK7HW, arrived before the holiday break, so we do have a few cards still awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, the coffee, the cake, and maybe leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small bank note, if you can, in the jar to assist in the ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then email the secretary, secretary@ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalee. Thanks, Yvonne. 73's VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC, Inc. You're listening to VK7WI. This is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast, read by VK7FTAS. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank all those volunteers who have helped us throughout 2017 with organising and presenting and helping with chair assembly, bringing interesting things to the club rooms, and all in all making REST what it is today. Wishing everyone a very happy 2018. Now, 2018 subscriptions are due. We're now a week into 2018 and your membership has expired. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year and is great value for money, helping the club pay with running costs and bring members new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds this year include a new first aid kit, new chairs for the club rooms, a new club repeater, and always repeater licensing. We can now accept payments via credit card, either online or if you wish to pay at the club rooms, we now have a credit card reader machine, accepting all major cards. Please find the secretary or treasurer at the club rooms who will gladly assist in membership renewal. Alternatively, you can only pay via credit card online at the Reist website. Now, here's the address for that, www.reist.asn.au. That's www.reist.asn.au. For any membership renewal queries, please contact Scott by email at secretary@reist.com.au. 73 is from Ben, VK7BEN, the Reist president. I think my dog's snoring in the background while I read this, so apologies. It was a great night last Wednesday night with a huge group turning up to the Experimenters' Night and play amateur radio or just get back into some sort of normality after the silly season. We started with Murray, VK7ZMS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, showing off a very impressive piece of brand spanking new kit, a self-point levelling 13-gig communication dish complete with fiberglass radome. Murray and Richard demonstrated the dish and the software. The dish can be set up to point at a link point on the land, and the software, GPS and mechanism will keep the dish pointed to that link point, even though the boat, barge or the platform is moving up and down and sideways. It's very impressive. Thanks to Murray and Richard. McGuy and Rex, VK7MO, were deep in conversation about WSJTX and how it uses LDPC, or Low Density Parity Checking, and Rex and McGuy headed to Rex's place for a demonstration of WSJTX modes. Martin, VK7MA, showed off his very professional put-together 300-watt HF and 6-meter power amplifier for his HP SDR. The unit has all the bandpass filters and protection built in, along with LCD, SWR bridge and indicator screen. Martin has mounted all the PCBs, displays and heatsinks into a professional etched case, and the workmanship is an absolute credit to Martin. Thanks for bringing it along. Scott, VK7LXX, and Justin, VK7TW, went through the configuration of Justin's ZoomSpot MMDVM modem and got it up and going. A special thanks to Trent, VK7HRS, who has just the right USB conversion cable that got us out of a hole and let us configure the ZoomSpot. Reminder too that this Wednesday night is an Experimenter's Night and we'll be satellite hunting and playing DMR and digital modes. So if you're interested in some amateur radio experimentation, play radios, or just have a coffee and a chat, love to see you. From 7:30 Wednesday night, see you there. Keep an eye on the Reist TAS Facebook page for details. That's www.facebook.com/ReistTAS. 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Now here's some technology news. Researchers from North Carolina State University have developed a new technique for printing metal circuits directly, which enables flexible and stretchable electronics to be created. The technique can be applied using various metals and substrates, base materials, and is compatible with existing production systems that use direct printing methods. Flexible electronics is a technology with much promise, but there are considerable production costs involved to make it practical, says Jinyang Dong, the author of the paper and associate professor of NC State Edward P. Fitz Department of Industrial and System Engineering. Here's another mouthful. The technique uses existing electrohydramatic UHD inkjet printer technology, which is already used in many production processes that use functional links instead of ink. Dong's team uses metal alloys with metal melting points up to 60 degrees Celsius. The researchers have tested the technique using three different alloys on four different substrates, glass, paper, and two stretchable polymers. This is direct printing, according to Dong. There are no masks, etching or templates required, which makes the process much simpler. The researchers tested the resilience of the circuits on a polymer substrate and concluded that the conductivity of the circuit was unaffected after bending 1,000 times. The circuits continue to be electrically stable, even at tensile strains of 70%. The researchers also discovered that the circuits were able to heal themselves when they were broken or stretched too much because of low melting point. When the affected area is heated to about 70 degrees Celsius, the metal flows toward each other and repairs the damage, says Dong. The researchers demonstrated the functionality of the printing technique by creating a high-density touch sensor and a 400-pixel array with an area of 1 square centimetre. According to researchers, the technique can be applied for the production of wearable sensors or other electronic devices. Now I've got some technology news here. Nokia, T-Mobile and Intel have reached a major milestone in their 5G collaboration by bringing a 28-gig outdoor 5G commercial radio system on air in the busy downtown corridor of Bellevue in Washington State. A data session was conducted on a 28 gigahertz radio in a field test environment using the Nokia 5G commercial AirScale solution and the 5G mobile trial platform, MTP, from Intel, enabling T-Mobile to deploy its first inter-vendor 5G network. This milestone is the first step in moving 5G development from labs into the field, expanding 5G mmWave radio performance and propagation testing into a real-world environment. Now, the testing also allows T-Mobile and Nokia to understand how mmWave-based 5G can be integrated with existing networks and how it coexists with LTE. Spectrum in all ranges from 600 megs to mmWave will be required for 5 gigs to meet its vision. Wide area coverage to support mobility must be an integral part for any nationwide deployment strategy, as 5G is anticipated to create enhanced broadband experiences and connect everything. That's sourced from the Radio Electronics Web e-zine. Now let's look at the regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters Night from 7:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms in Hobart. And REST, 23cm QSO party. That follows right after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 megs FM, then moves to 1296.2 meg JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. Here's some events. NTARC, January 13. That's next Saturday. The barbecue from noon, then general meeting and presentation from Hayden VK7HH on voting and simulcasting repeaters in club rooms. It'll be at Archer Street, Rochalie. NWTR and TVG, February 3, the AGM followed by bi-monthly general meetings at the Lions Club facility, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. And NTARC, February 14, the annual general meeting, Wednesday the 14th of February in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston, from 19:30 hours. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. Here's their website. It's www.res.net.au. Now, here's a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader will be VK7TW. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. On 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7ALH. Any takers for 20 metres. 10 metres, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south, VK7RAA in the north, and we thank all those people and organisations who assist with the broadcast. So, that concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or maybe just missed, VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator, Justin, VK7TW@wia.org.au. Further info about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group. And the deadline for items is 2100 hours on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are now listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during that callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is a very good morning from Brett, VK7 FTAS.